Oh, welcome. So we'll see if anybody gets. I wish I could see. Oh, that is interesting. So, I am not in the chat. I am browsing at the moment. Okay, good. Nobody's here. We'll see if anybody gets bored. Hi guys. I'm just saving a greeting. I haven't been on here in so long. There's so many things. Who's in here? Bucky, what's going on? It's been a minute. Well, not that long, but it's been a minute since I've seen you last. Not as long as it was before, right? Hi, Brina. Nobody was on, so I figured why not go live? I have a moment while the little one is asleep. So I decided to come on. I have a new deck. I have several new decks since I've done a live. However, I have a new deck in my pocket. It's a pocket edition. And it is the regular tarot. So if anybody wants to hear a message, you know I will gladly do that. And Brina, you are one of those that if you ever want a reading when I haven't been on? You can just hit me up, girl. Just saying. But I got the little one asleep and the middle one asleep. Both of the children that are still my responsibility are sleeping and sick. And so I was just bored for a moment and I decided to come on and I had the Pocket Tarot. So, if you guys know The Wild Unknown, Kim Kranz has a book and it's The Wild Unknown. And I remember seeing it when I was a kid and it was so interesting. Well, she has a tarot deck, an alchemy deck, and they are really cool. I have the same phone number and I am on Discord, but not, if that makes sense. I don't think I have downloaded it or signed in on this phone, this new phone that I have. We've got Ten of Pentacles. I had to count. You know I'm not great with this deck. Hi, AC. Oh my gosh, you came in my room, in my pod. I'm just doing a quick jump up read. We got Bucky in here. I feel special. AC's here. You know, your ass better stay. We got the Ten of Pentacles. That's a good one, right? I need to study the tarot. I'm great with my intuition and all that, and energy healing. That I'm becoming extremely powerful at. But tarot still. Ooh. So you five of us that are in here, I'm just saying, we've got spiritual and material abundance coming in every area of our lives. Don't doubt it, AC. Ooh, what day? What deck? Completion of a cycle, and the journey was worth it. So be generous with your time and your money because it will only come back to you times three. This one says rewarded tenfold, so I mean, give it all away, shit. No, I'm kidding. You are only as abundant as and as powerful as you allow yourself to feel. Oh my gosh, you serious, AC? Because that's the one I have. That's That's the exact one I got that I just pulled from. Like, you say that you're going to run away and you say that you don't want to be here, but we are so in sync sometimes. Even if you don't, you already got the message, damn it. That's funny as fuck. I got this one and the shit. I'm going to have to go up there and disturb the quiet in the room to go see what the other deck is. Sacred something? I do. And it's just a couple words that you need to know. It's not like, I mean, you do all the deciphering, so you know what I would say. What is that other deck that I have? Okay, let me see if I can look it up. I don't want to go and disturb the peace. She'll wake up. I swear, this little woman, she will wake up if there's no music on. You hear the little, like, meditation music or whatever. She seriously wakes up if there's no music. I think I jinxed it by talking about her. This is the deck. What is Sacred Destiny? Sacred Destiny. I guess so. So the Sacred Destiny and this deck is what I got. Spoiled. Who, her? She's definitely spoiled. She has two big brothers that spoil her rotten. And then my mom is the neighbor. You know, I have no choice in spoiling. But she's my baby girl, so. She is so smart, though. Such a smarty pants. So, let's pull another card. I think that flip. I don't know. Ooh, we got two. Ace of Wands. Oh, there he is. Ace of Wands. We got a few. Let's see. Six of Wands. And the Five of Pentacles reversed. I should do like a class, right? To where a study class of tarot, because I'd need to learn it. And so that would help me be accountable to learn with others. Is that swords or? Oh, that might be swords. Let's see what that was. Yeah, it's swords. Hope at last and travel. Ooh, that was the middle one. So we have Ace of Wands first. Where'd the Ace of Wands go? I should have grabbed one of my Oracle decks. So my work told me I can't come to work tomorrow because my kids are sick. I'm fine with that. But I get it. So now I was like, okay, I don't have to stress and worry about getting together for work. So I decided to come on live. And now I just have all kinds of energy flowing right now. Extremely high energy card. I did not read that before I said that. The Ace of Wands indicates new growth all around. Again, with the Ten of Pentacles, that's just abundance and expansion. Your creativity is endless. Fertile time. This is such, I mean, again, you know, nothing is a coincidence. With the full moon tomorrow, which is in Libra. Full moons are coming full circle and beginning again. Purging. Clearing out negativity and opening up to new possibilities, right? Libra is all about balance and love and beauty and creativity. It's all just playing together. It's a really awesome thing. Well, I can call them and tell them that you fractured your motivation and that you really can't even call in. And so maybe that will get that going because you called. If they don't hear your voice and they're like, oh shit, somebody else is calling for AC, I will, girl. I got you. I love you, AC. I got your back. Ninja. There's Auntie Ninja. Okay, so it's a very fertile time that is on the horizon. It's very thrilling to embark on this new journey. Good judgment is needed, so don't rush. Allow things to play out. You'll be traveling. It may be short, long. It could be traveling within. Along that spiral of consciousness, okay? But it's honestly, it's the holiday is where I'm going, I'm feeling. Because it says get together with family. It's a weekend full of hope at last, okay? Again, the Easter, it's new beginnings, the eggs, the fertility, it's all coming around. Radio Parlesque, welcome all of you. Thank you for joining. I have pulled a couple cards. We've had the Ace of Wands. This is the Six of Swords. They are both telling me that we are expanding and coming to new things are happening, very fertile, traveling, getting together with family. And then the last one is a Five of Pentacles reversed. So let's see what that says. Again, if y'all know me, my intuition is great with my oracle cards. And if we're just talking one-on-one, when I get these tarot, I start to waver because I am such a stickler for what their meanings are, and I don't want to cross them that I get jumbled in my head and my intuition gets lost. So the Five of Pentacles reversed. So reversed, it would mean happiness, carefree, health. It's a time of being free and careless. It can come in the form of good health. You could be getting a job, a new job, or a new avenue of financial abundance to come through. And I want you guys to know if you are having the opposite of this happen, it's only clearing out if you are having financial trouble. Or if you're sick, or if you're going through a job loss or something like that, realize that is clearing out what is not meant for you. Okay? Again, when things seem chaotic and nothing can go wrong, nothing can get worse. It can't get worse. Just know that is clearing shit out to allow the good things to come. Okay. So realize that you are powerful. You are abundant. You've got many things coming. And you're going to be with family. You're going to celebrate this weekend. Focus on the good things. Focus on what you want to bring to you. Again, if you focus on the good, the positive things, that which you want to come to you, it will eventually come to you. Realize that what is now is what has been. What you see now is a result of the energy that you have had and you have been in the past. That is what right now in front of you, that is what you see. If you would like to switch it, all you have to do, start telling a different story. Shift your energy in a different direction. Distract yourself from the negative things going on if it's a walk, if you start painting, if you start blasting that music to where the whole block hears it, but you are in your happy place, that is great. Don't get in trouble with the cops or sound or anything like that. Just know when you allow yourself to clear out what is bugging you and you come into alignment and you feel some sort of happiness or joy or simple contentment, just an even keel nothingness, that is a very powerful place to be. Very powerful. You can create amazing things from that place as long as you allow yourself to. So, does anybody want to talk about anything? Does anybody have anything on their mind? I can look up what's going on and exact things with the Libra full moon, which is happening tomorrow. I'm not sure exactly what time. But being a Libra, we seek balance and we seek beauty and contentment and just we crave peace is actually what the Libra does. And that's what we are coming to now with the full moon. No, you don't want to talk about nothing, AC. I mean, you came here. You want to hear about something. I have a book and I've not read it. But I think that I'm going to open. Somebody give me a page number up to 250 something. You just want to hear my voice? Really? I don't like my voice. So it's Carlos Castaneda's book, A Separate Reality. We'll go to page 111. Ooh, we gotta hurry because little mama's awake. Mama. You hear mama? So, okay, there's this meme somewhere, right? And it says, go to page 18, line, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I did the other day. And guess what? The page was empty. It really irritated me. So obviously I knew my own message, right? And I just turned the page right now. I was going through it. And I came and it was like, it's a blank page, but it was 110. So 111 has stuff on it. I just thought I'd tell you a story. Anyways, so page 111 is chapter 7. So 711, isn't that cool? What line should I go to? Line 13. Okay, let's see. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13. All right. I want to learn to see, Don Juan, but I don't want to take anything. I don't want to smoke your mixture. Do you think there is any chance I could learn to see without it? Ooh. So that tells me that this person was doing some psychedelics. Has anybody done any psychedelics? So like ayahuasca, DMT, shrooms. Hi, Tracy. So I've only like microdosed mushrooms and I wrote something with it. I'll have to find it. And actually I didn't write it. I pretty much spoke and channeled some information and then I had somebody listen to it and write it down for me because they were awesome. It was quite interesting, honestly.
But have you ever had some sort of transcendental experience on a psychedelic? Or, so I never really dabbled in anything except trees because my mom like freaked me out. She was 15 when she had me. So we're like similar in age, close to age, close in age, similar in age range. I don't know. Anyways, she kind of freaked me out because she was like, "Oh my gosh, this person was never the same, and I took it, and it was so scary, and all this." She had a horror story, you know, that she would tell. And one, yeah, because you're a parent, I guess, she'd say that, but she's still freaked out. She's inundated in fear when it comes to psychedelics. I am very curious because I've read a lot of things and I've listened to a lot of people, and they have talked about like going to another dimension and meeting these different entities. And for me, that's just you're going into yourself and meeting yourself or different aspects of yourself. So, like maybe your inner child, or you're meeting your mean stepmother person, or you could be meeting your best friend, all which are you. Or aspects of your personality, if that makes sense. Coming to shed light on something that you need to know about. Ah, it's the Crumbster. What's up, Mr. Crumbs? How are you? Have you ever done anything that would make you see different realities, i.e., psychedelics? Have you ever done any psychedelics? This question comes from, ooh, you did shrooms. How was your experience? Would you like to talk about it? I have only microdosed on shrooms, and I just kind of like did a, I was telling everybody I did like a spoken channeling session, which was recorded, and then somebody wrote it down. Call of Duty and I got serious. I thought you were really saying. Oh, I see. Let's not talk about that then. But I did some information. I just did channeled information, and it's quite interesting what came through. Because it was, again, it's just another aspect of myself. Without inhibitions, I feel like, in a way, just traveling through your own consciousness and meeting aspects of yourself to further your awareness is what I would think. So, if the so I'm me and I'm weird and I look up a lot of different things. So, Terrence McKenna, who was somebody who did a lot of psychedelic drugs. I'm not sure which ones or whatever. However, he has a book and he theorizes that we became humans by whatever being, whether it be apes or whatever was before, whatever we were, Cro-Magnon man, whatever. We evolved to be the conscious beings that we are by eating mushrooms in the wild and then evolving that way. Does anybody have a take on that? I find that quite interesting. I'm going to read his book, Food of the Gods, because it's an interesting theory to me. What do you think? How do we become the conscious beings that we are? I know if you are in this podcast that you don't think that the all-powerful God in the sky came down. Right? and created us. Something else is out there. There is source. But there's something else going on, right? Anyways, if I had planned this, we would be doing readings and we would be doing a lot more information on the full moon in Libra tomorrow. Now, reminder, you guys, full moons are a culmination of all the energy that has been for the past month. Release what you no longer serves you. Burn a candle and release it. Put your crystals out if you have crystals. Burn a candle to set intentions for the coming month. Libra is all about balance, beauty, fertility, and coming together. Jimmy, you know how we do. I am too. So, being a Libra, it's even more amplified for us. So light your candle. If you don't have candles, go outside and just breathe in the fresh air. Step on the ground if you're not in the stormy, cold, snowy areas of our United States or whatever location you are in the world. Ground yourself. And, you know, I get online and don't get me wrong, all these people that have these memes that here's how to clear your energy. This is how you use the moon, the energy of the full moon. And this is how you do these things and all these different spiritual things. I appreciate that. It's good for some people. I just want you guys to know you do not have to go buy a book. You do not have to go buy instructions. It is helpful. And yes, sometimes doing certain rituals, there are processes to go by. However, trust yourself. Trust your intuition. Your intention is extremely powerful when you are setting forth energy, when you are doing your own rituals, when you are putting your goals, and I put that in air quotes, your goals, and your, I can't think of the word right now, what you wish to have, your goals and desires, when you're putting those out there, okay? If you sincerely have your heart in it, and you know that there is something out there, and that's what you want, you will get it. Don't doubt it. The doubt leaves room for failure. Go for it. Stay focused. Know you hold more power than you allow yourself to hold. When you're happy and joyful and in that exciting mindset, excited and happy and just raring to go, motivated, you can do so many powerful things because you're not doubting, you're not thinking about other things, you're just focused on that. The happiness, the joy. You cannot be happy while thinking of something sad. You cannot be sad while thinking of something happy. You can do it next to each other and it could be the split second after, but it can't coincide at the very same moment. Okay? So you choose. Choose what you want, you guys. We'll have a better, more organized podcast tomorrow. I am going to come on tomorrow. I got my microphone and maybe I'll get that thing hooked up to the computer and do it the regular way. The old school way I used to. And be more on point. Because I'm getting that feeling that the kids getting sick and the little things that are leaving me more time open is guiding me back to get more consistent with this. So that's what we're going to do. Okay? I love you, my family. I love you, my friends. You mean the world to me. Every day I send out good energy to all of those that I know personally. and all of those that I know follow me and look to Holy Shift for guidance, I sincerely appreciate everyone for your support, and I will support you in any way I can. Connect with me at www.holyshift.com. Yes, it's still going. And I am on Instagram, Facebook, and all those wonderful sites. I'll see you guys soon. Somebody start a pod, okay? I love y'all. Bye.